Hello everyone, and welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast. This is your host Samara. In this episode, I will share my thoughts on Andrew Tate's course. So Andrew Tate is very popular now, and I took his course, his Hustler University's course, and I just want to share what I learned from his course. Now, most of you may agree or disagree with Andrew Tate. I myself believe that, you know, maybe the way he delivered his message before, without getting too political, or I do support him. I just want to say that. I just want to mention that. I do support most of what he says, especially about men, to be strong, to work hard, to be financially free. That part of his message, I fully support, because, you know, I also want to become financially free. I am working my way towards becoming financially free, and I can relate with him because he was not brought up in a well-to-do family, a particularly rich family. I was probably low to middle class, I would say myself. So I can really relate to what he says about money and his beliefs about money and business, especially about business. I admire his business principles, and I just want to share what I learned from his business principles. Now, what I learned from his business principles is that the first thing he talks about is about speed, okay? The importance of being fast. And I think that's a very, very important. He said it's number one. You have to be fast. Everything that you do has to be fast. You have to do things quickly. Everyone is slow. No one works fast enough. And I believe it's true. If you look at the average human being, no one gives their best. Okay? No one usually gives their best. You can actually, if you're in a competition in business, you can actually beat out your competitor. Just by showing up every day, because no one actually gives their best to put in the effort to be consistent. And if you are consistent, if you put in the effort, you do not worry about the results or the outcome, but you just focused on giving the best, putting in the best, doing your best, and without expecting anything in return, and you do that every day consistently, you will achieve something. The Bible says that you will reap what you sow, right? So that's very, very true. You have to be fast, especially in business. It's competitive out there, but not a lot of people are that competitive. The average person does not move as fast as possible. So if you move fast, if you do things fast, even if you're not smart enough, even if you don't have capital, even if you don't have the resources, but if you're fast, you can be resourceful. If you're fast, you can get new ideas. If you're fast, you can get things done quickly and freeze up your time to think about, you know, what to do next. So his first point about being quick at doing whatever it is that you want to do and completing all your tasks is very important. I support that, and I think it's very true. I myself don't move as fast as I wish I should be, or I think I could. You know, I believe there's still a lot of room for improvement in that area for me. But being fast is very important, especially in business. His second point is that the second part of his course is he talks about business, especially starting from scratch, is that a business is money coming in. Cash flow coming in is a business. When everyone talks about starting a business, they always think about costs. Oh, I gotta pay for this. I need an assistant. I need an office. I need this. I need that. And they always think about all these costs, but they do not think about the most important thing is money coming in. And he says one important thing as well. He said a drug dealer on a street that is selling drugs is more of a businessman than someone who just has a legal entity, registered legal entity, has a bunch of offices, has a bunch of real estate, and there's no money coming in. There's not even sold a single product. And that is not a business. And I agree with him fully. When you are starting a business, you need to validate your idea, right? You have to be able, and that's the reason why starting with nothing is an advantage, because you get to validate your idea. You have zero, you have nothing to lose. Okay, you have nothing to lose. You're starting from nothing and you get to test your ideas. And it's very important, because if you have a lot of money, you can mess up real quick, right? Because you think that you have money, you can spend money. But if you don't have money, you become creative. And that is it. You look for ideas that will make money. And that is a business. That is how you start. And I subscribe to that idea. I believe it's important that when you start a business, it's very, very important that you prioritize money coming in as opposed to money going out. Do not worry about paying a lawyer. Do not worry about offices. All these things can wait. And he gave an example. For example, if you want to start a makeup company, or if you want to start whatever jewelry company, or anything that you want to start, you don't have to think about buying all these things. All you can do is set up a website, which is free, almost free to do. Start running ads. If people show that they're interested, they give you money. You use that money to pay for the product and ship it to them. So that is the model that people today call dropshipping. But it's very, very true, right? Like, if you lose nothing, you lose almost nothing. But you test your idea. You see if whether your idea is working or not. Instead of paying for inventory and spending all the money on paying for inventory, storing it in a warehouse, and no one ends up buying it, you lose everything. You lose all your money. So I believe that point is very, very important. And if you're starting from scratch, if you're trying to make some money on the side apart from your main job, do not think about spending a lot of money. Just test the ideas. Put up a website, put some products on, run some ads. If you know, tell people about your services if you don't have a product. Start trying to get clients for your services if you have a marketing agency or whatever service that you want to provide. Start telling people about it. And then once they give you money, you can go find the talent to deliver that service or product. So once you have money coming in, then you can solve all the problems. That's the most important point. Once you have money coming in, you can solve all the problems. Most of the problems that you think are problems, they are non-existent. They don't exist. And they can be solved once you get money. So you sell first, get the money, and then you can solve the problem. So that is how you can start from scratch. That is a simple way for you to start. And that is the best way for you to validate all your ideas, find a product market fit, and see if people are actually willing to give you money for your product. If they do, then that means that your product actually has a market for it. If they don't, it does not have a market for it. So guess what? You haven't spent thousands or hundreds of thousands on office spaces inventory. So you lose nothing. So I think that's called asymmetric risk reward. So if it works out, you make thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. If it doesn't work out, you lose a couple thousand bucks, a couple hundred bucks making your website. So the risk is low, but the reward is high. So I subscribe to that idea, and I believe we all should subscribe to that idea. And it's a very, very good approach to validating your idea. With that being said, I don't want to make this episode too long, but those are the two main ideas that I really, really, two big takeaways for me for taking that course. And I hope you all gain something from it, despite, you know, his personality, whatever, his online persona, you know, his business ideas are solid, his business ideas, his principles are great, are true, and it can help anyone. That's what I believe. You know, you can take the good from him. Whatever is bad, you don't have to take it. So, yeah. With that, thank you all for listening, and see you all in the next episode.